Over the last 3 years, participation in pickleball has grown an average of 158%. It is the fastest growing sport in America, and it's all ages involved. Pickleball is hot right here in the Upper Cumberland as well, as we discover with Chuck Black and Harry Smith. They are the pickleball ambassadors for Putnam, Cumberland, and White counties.
Well, USA Pickleball has volunteer people who promote the sport of pickleball. And that is our primary job, is to promote pickleball and increase membership in USA Pickleball.
You must be doing a good job, because all I hear about is we need more pickleball courts. Is pickleball growing in excitement?
Yeah. You know, it's the fastest growing sport in America, and in fact in the world, right? And I got some numbers here for you, too. In 3 years ago, on August 1st of 2020, we had around 200 pickleball players in Upper Cumberland County. Well, that includes about 15 different zip codes. Or not zip codes, counties.
Counties.
Yeah, counties. And now, 3 years later, we have 1,300 people. A 520% increase in people.
Wouldn't you like that increase in just about anything you were trying to do?
Especially money.
Yeah, there you go. Why is it increasing so much?
Well, part of it was COVID had a lot to do with it. People were bound to their houses. They were restless, wanted to get out. Some of them knew about pickleball. It was a sport where they could distance themselves from each other, being across the court. And they did it on used tennis courts. They did it sometimes in their backyard with chalk on their driveways. And it gave them a chance to get out during COVID. And word got out, I think, from that, because I think in the past, since 20, that's the biggest spurt that we've had in terms of our growth.
The thing that I hear over and over again, and we're going to talk all about pickleball during the course of our hour here, but the thing that I hear is it's a sport that is easy on your joints, that anyone of any age can enjoy. Is that a fair way?
Yeah. In fact, one of the things I was going to bring up, it's multi-generational. You can have grandparents playing with their grandkids. I play mostly at Fairfield Glade over in Crossville. And we have people that are 80-some years old playing, and they bring their grand. Yeah, in fact, Harry, you're that's right. So, yeah, it crosses all age groups. It started out probably mostly in senior communities, but it's trending younger and younger all the time.
Why did you come to it first?
First of all, I had never played a racket sport in my life. And about 2 years ago, our church, the First United Methodist, said we want to expand the use of our gym. And so I asked if we could mark off pickleball courts, and we did. And so now we have over 100 registered players. 80% of them are not church members, and that's just part of our outreach. But you were talking about ease on joints and what have you. You're going to hear in the news the doctors, chiropractors are saying we're seeing so many injuries from pickleball now. Well, yes, you are. Because of the growth that Chuck mentioned, it's visible. People are hearing more about it. Percentage-wise, compared to other racket sports, I don't think there are any more injuries than the other racket sports themselves. But because of the high visibility, you're hearing about it more.
But a lot of people say they age out of tennis and just can't play tennis at the same level, and so they're going to pickleball?
Yeah, we're getting more and more tennis people coming over to pickleball. And it's a big trend right now.
All right, let's start with some definitions. First, why is it called pickleball?
It's semi-controversial. There's two reasons. There's two things that everybody hears about.
Yep.
One thing was the people who started pickleball had a dog named Pickles, and he was used to run around and pick up the pickleball. And the other one, which is more common, is it was named after some kind of pickle boats that they have for rowing up in Seattle. This came from Seattle about in 1950s range.
Oh, so it dates back that long.
Yeah, 64, actually. It was in the backyard of some grandparents to occupy their kids. They took a used tennis court, had a badminton net back there, and they got a wiffle ball, and he cut out some plywood paddles and said, go have a game. And so they started making up rules from that point, and it's progressed from there.
Is it similar to tennis?
Yes. It's a cross between tennis, ping pong, and badminton. We can get almost, you can probably get four pickleball courts on one tennis court. So that's one of the draws too. It's much more social. When you have 16 people playing on a space that two people or four people used to play tennis, it's just a lot more social activity. And that's one of the reasons it's growing so fast. It's a fantastic social event.
We've only started our exploration of pickleball, the hottest sensation in America right now, including here in the Upper Cumberland. 500% growth in the number of players. Wow. Chuck Black, Harry Smith are our guests. They are pickleball ambassadors. Chuck Black, Harry Smith are with us. They are pickleball ambassadors in Cumberland and Putnam counties as this sport continues to grow. All right, so we've identified that the name comes from either a dog or a backyard game. How is the game played?
If you think of tennis, you have a net, you have a court, you have paddles, and you have balls. In pickleball, you have a net, paddles, balls.
Okay.
The paddle for pickleball is a short paddle compared to tennis. You're using a ball that looks like a wiffle ball, and you're using a net that is about 2 inches shorter in the center than a tennis net. And the court itself is 20 by 44 feet. You have a kitchen area that you can't step in unless you're going to hit the ball on the rebound.
I'm assuming that the wiffle ball, because of the way a wiffle ball is made, is part of what limits the amount of running and that sort of thing, because wiffle balls don't travel as far.
Yeah, it doesn't bounce near as much as a tennis ball does, right?
Okay. If you saw a racket, would it look to you like a mini-sized tennis racket?
No, it would look like an oversized ping pong paddle.
Okay, so closer to that.
Exactly.
All right, so how does one score?
Okay, you only score when you serve, okay? So if I'm serving and I serve it to the other person across the thing and we get a point, and they miss it, then we get a point for that. And then if we don't, then the other team then serves, and they have an opportunity to get points. But only when you're serving the point, you get a point.
So, Harry, is it like tennis in that the goal is to keep the wiffle ball in play?
And I'm going to switch from wiffle ball because a wiffle ball gives the impression is you can't control the direction of it. And this one is perforated where it is symmetrical, and it will go the way you hit it, so you have control over.
If you hit it straight, it should go straight.
Yeah, you have control over the direction of the ball. Yes, you try to keep it in play. As Chuck was saying, as long as your side, you and your partner, scoring points, you keep playing. You play to 11. You have to win by 2.
Are there any specific rules? Are there places that you can't hit the ball or those sorts of things?
Yeah, Harry mentioned it. There's a place called the kitchen, which the actual name is the non-volley zone. But where in tennis, you can stand by the net and smash it down on the other person. In pickleball, the non-volley zone is 7 feet wide. You cannot volley the ball in that kitchen zone. So you, if it bounces, you can go into the kitchen, but you cannot stand by the net and just smash it back to other people.
And the reasoning for that is?
Well, it makes a lot of fairer game, and the founders started that way, but...
It avoids a strong player from just slamming it down in your face or in your body or what have you. I think it equalizes the game for the ability of the players and makes it more fair for all ages 9 to 90.
The first bounce you have to earn is the 2-bounce rule. Okay. So what it means is the serving team hits it over to the receiving team, has to bounce on that side, has to bounce one more time on the serving side before you can do any hitting in the air.
It has to bounce before you can hit it.
2 bounces. After that, anything goes.
Gotcha.
It can be a little confusing at first. Scoring is probably the most difficult for beginners to pick up on the scoring itself. And you'd almost have to play a game or two to really understand how that scoring works. Beyond that, hitting the ball, getting it over the net, that's where the people progress a lot faster.
How long is a typical game to 11?
15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, at the most, probably. You can get quite a few games in a short period of time.
But you're still moving. Moving in a limited space.
Yeah. You could have, and we find that the higher the level, the longer the game takes, because there's a lot more exchanges back and forth, right? Beginners, the points are over pretty fast because there's not a lot of volleys back and forth. But yeah, there's very high level of activity going on, running around, getting the balls and so forth.
But you've painted a great visual picture, because now I can understand you could certainly see 10-year-olds playing 70-year-olds.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a game that kids and their grandparents could enjoy together.
Yes, yep. And they do.
Yeah.
And they do. Matter of fact, I was down at Gulf Shores a couple of weeks ago, taught my grandkids how to play down there, taught some other people how to play, a younger age group. And it becomes quite a challenge for the younger people to take people like our age on, because they're surprised when they see we can compete against them sometimes.
You know, kids are more able, especially those that have never picked up a racket. Tennis takes kids a little while to understand, and how it's kind of like a bat with baseball. But kids are much more able to pick up ping pong and wiffle ball, and so it makes it a sport that they can enjoy.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons it's growing so fast. It's very easy to access the game. You know, I could take someone who's never played pickleball and 10 to 15 minutes teach them the basic rules and how to hit the ball, and they'd be playing a game. And costs very little to get into the sport, and so the ease of access is very, very easy.
I was going to say, Harry, doesn't sound like there's very much expense involved in terms of the supplies.
Very little. You can buy a good racket, or excuse me, good paddle, we call them, for $35, $55. They go up to $300 and $400, but for the beginner, we recommend $35, $40. Don't spend a lot of money till you get used to playing the game. The balls will run you a couple bucks a piece, some decent gym shoes. You're ready to go.
It is pickleball. You've heard about it, and we're trying to use this time today to explain what it's all about. Why is the sensation so hot? As we visit with Harry Smith and Chuck Black, they are pickleball ambassadors in the Upper Cumberland. Everybody's talking about we need more pickleball courts. It's been one of the hot budget items of this past couple of months in cities and counties across the Upper Cumberland. Harry Smith and Chuck Black are both pickleball ambassadors, and they're here to tell us a little bit more about the sport, both for the beginners. And now I want to talk about kind of on the other level, because we've heard, for example, that there's a community in Alabama, I want to think Opelika maybe, that has become kind of the pickleball palace of the South, and there's been a lot of talk. I know in Crossville there's been talk that Crossville should maybe replicate that success and do that same thing. So are there pickleball championships? Are there tournaments that are played?
Lots and lots of tournaments. In fact, that's one of the fastest growing things is professional tournaments. There's the APP, there's the PPA, and there's the MLP, and they all have tournaments. Prize money is getting very, very high now. Lots and lots of professional tennis players are switching to professional pickleball. They can pick up the sport really well and start meddling very quickly. But yeah, there's tournaments, and besides the professional tournaments, there is thousands of tournaments that people like Harry and I can play in.
Has it expanded? For example, are you seeing any expansion towards schools?
That's one of our target areas that we're trying to work on right now, and I think in Putnam County, they're doing the same thing, but we're trying to build a relationship with the schools down in Cumberland County. And it's been a little slow to take off so far, but we're definitely working on that. We met with the superintendent of schools the other day, and we've got some individual schools who are interested in starting that out. So, yeah, that's one of our main focuses.
One of the limiting factors is space. If we're going to work with the schools, they have to have a gym, obviously, to be able to set up pickleball court. Then we have put lines down in the gym. Those lines would be down in addition to probably some basketball lines. But in terms of space, yes, we're hurting here. We have zero dedicated pickleball courts in Putnam and White County. None. We are having to share with basketball and tennis courts.
I know they at the community center, they had marked off that basketball court to be used. So that's probably something that we didn't talk about earlier, but it can be an indoor sport as well as an outdoor sport.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. There's definitely a need for pickleball 24/7 year-round. We have players out there who want to play year-round, but they can't because we have no dedicated indoor. The closest we have is the gym out at Cane Creek, but we share that with basketball, and we share with the other necessary activities out there at Cane Creek. First United Church, we have an indoor facility, but it's shared with all the other church activities that go on. We have no dedicated courts here.
Why do you enjoy it?
I'd like to address that. as you get older, maybe you don't become quite as competitive as maybe some of the younger people, and you get into it more for the social and the fitness side of it. And that's kind of where I think Chuck and I discussed this briefly. We think probably about 80% of the players in our area, if not nationwide, are in it for the wellness, the socialization, and competitiveness would come in.
You know, it's amazing. Like you said, 80% of our players never play in a tournament at all. Now, I play in some tournaments, but it's just so – you know, the funny thing about it is what you hear mostly is when you go back to pickleball court, you hear laughter and fun.
Yes.
And it's a very, very fun sport. And there's the social part is just amazing how important that is to in the game.
It's amazing how many friendships develop and how many parties of groups. We just finished a pickleball party at a friend's house out in the country, and we had 30 people there. And all this came out of meeting each other from playing pickleball.
I guess I'm trying to imagine, because I think of ping pong as a social game. There's a lot of laughter and a lot of that. Tennis, I think of as a more competitive game. And a lot of that just has to do with all the running around you're doing. You don't have time.
And the court size, too.
Right.
You know, you're a long ways away from your opponents most of the time. Here, we're usually within a few feet of each 14
other. 14 feet across the net is the closest you'll get, but that's close.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner, you're only 5 feet away, probably.
Yeah.